This reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 to 17. Divisions in the church. I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from Chloe's household, have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
Tony's going to come and open that word just now. Let's just pray before he does that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word is truth. And we pray for Tony now that you will speak clearly through him. Touch our hearts and lives and minds, we pray, with your words, not Tony's, Lord. And just help us know what you would want us to hear this evening through your servant. And we ask these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I love being up the front. Such a joy. Right. So Paul's talking to the Corinthian church, but he starts off how caring he is. Even though there's a problem in the church, he can see that the situation needs to be dealt with. So he speaks with love. And if you look at the gospel, that's how we should speak to one another, in love. So he's gone into the church, he knows there's a problem, and he's saying, come on, look, you need to sort this out. How are we going to do this? He doesn't crush them. How many of us here, I can name a few times when people have annoyed me in church, and I've said the wrong thing. I'll give you an example, not at church, but going to Wick Lane to... Friday night, you know, I was all excited about going. I didn't even know that was called Wick Lane until someone told me the other day. It's Wick Lane you're going down. Anyway, so I was going down Wick Lane, and like these drivers, I let them pass, whatever, and there was one in an Audi, and he stops in the middle. And I thought, there's a path there, just go back. He would not go back. So I had to reverse all the way up and park in this corner, and my roof was down listening to my music, and as he went past I called him a biscuit name, and you can imagine what it was, Hob, and that's all I'm going to say. But then afterwards I was thinking, oh my word, what kind of Christian am I? You know, I'm meant to be standing up for God, and this is how I was behaving. Now what, like I said, take it back to church. Can you think of a time when you've talked to another Christian in the wrong way? And we're family. We're all family. Just take a minute to think, should I have said what I said? Because once you've said that, you can't take that back. So Paul's asking them to speak to one another in a harmonious way and to resolve it, not past one another. Sometimes in church, instead of going to the person with the problem, I've done it before. If you know someone else has maybe the same problem with that person, I'd look for the same person that maybe have that problem to get agreement to back up to what I was saying. But I shouldn't do that. What I should do is go and talk to that person and say, this is wrong, you know. Say, look, sorry, but I don't agree with you, blah, 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 but not be horrible about it. And I know and I put my hand on my heart and say sorry to people that I have offended, because it hurts. And it's really funny as well. In my house, I've got someone that loves to argue. Have you got that person in your house? A couple of years ago, I was having an argument with Lauren. Oh, my word. And after this, I just sat down, my hands in my knees like this on the sofa, thinking, oh, my word. And she came up, put her arm around me and goes, I like a good argument. And I thought, oh, my word, like, I couldn't believe it. But the hug done me the world of good. But she just said, I love that argument. And I'm sure some of us here like to argue, but that's not the way that we should be, is it? That's not the way God expects us to be. You know, he's called us to be, to love one another and communicate with one another in a way not like the world sees it and the opinions of the world. You know, oh yes, stand up, shout about it, you know, swing your arms about. No, you don't. You do it in love. You do it in truth. You know, when you see Apollos and Cephas, you know, they were arguing about the baptism. Who's the most important one, really? That's what they're saying. I was baptized by him and I was baptized by him. And then Paul says, I'm glad I didn't baptize any of you, because then you could say, oh, Paul baptized me. And it's not, that's not what he wants. He wants them to see Christ. He doesn't want them to see himself standing there before him. He wants to see them. That's why I said I baptised Kristen and I baptised Gaius. Get some brownie points here, that one. Gaius, I mentioned Gaius in the service. But that's what he wants. He's not impressed with the way who baptised who. And he's not saying baptism is not important. He's just saying it's not important who baptised you, you know. No one's better one than the other, even one saying, well, I'm following Christ. Shouldn't we all be following Christ in our church today? Shouldn't that be where we should be going? We should, you know, and that's what Paul's saying. And Paul's, you know, a man of the gospel telling people this is what's going on. If you look in the world today, if you look at universities, oh, what university? I went to Oxford, I went to Cambridge. If you went to America, you went to Harvard. I think that's the top one. I'm not sure, but it's a good one. But there's this like thing that, oh yeah, because I went there and I got my BA or whatever you get. You know, I ain't got an A-level CSE or whatever, so I'm a bit behind in what people get at college. Harrison will fill you in. He knows all this stuff. Well, I don't. But anyway, and they jostle about, oh yeah, well, I went there and I went there, you know. And what is the gospel about? The gospel's not about, it's not about me preaching to you. I don't want you to listen to me. I want, what's God saying to you? Because I can't tell you what God's saying to you. I can't tell, sometimes I can remember what I've said. Sometimes I can't remember what I said when I come up the front. It's really weird. But I don't know, what's God saying to you today about this particular passage? What is he pointing out to you? Is he saying something? Is there something wrong in the life of your family at church? I don't know. I can't answer that because I'm just a person speaking. It's only the Holy Spirit be telling you if there's a problem. I don't know anything. I just try and do what Paul does. You know, I try and point people in the direction of Christ. It's no good listening to me. You know, my sermons are very different from Gaius's sermons. But Gaius's sermons are the truth. If you're preaching for the gospel, what I've researched is the truth. If anyone's up here preaching the truth out of the Bible, you should be saying, that's really good, because they're telling us the truth. And that's what you want, someone to stand up here and tell you the truth. If someone's not telling you the truth, then the church is going in the wrong way. And the only thing that I can point you into, and this is where I want to leave you, really, thinking about, because Paul's saying this, the true source of our life is God and following God. And if there's no, that's why he says about speaking, it's not eloquent and wisdom, it's the power in the cross of Jesus. That's what sets us free. And brings our life into order. Not me, not Gaius, not the Pope, Jesus Christ. Just want to pray for us. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love us so much. A love I don't understand. I don't deserve. But you love us all the time, even when we're in the wrong. And all we have to do is focus our eyes on you and set our hearts on you. I thank you that you're a God of wisdom, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts where we're going wrong, what we're doing wrong, Lord. Open the doors you want us to open. Lead us down the paths you want to lead us, Lord. Lord, for your salvation is victory in our lives, Lord. You dying on the cross has set us free, Lord. And we owe you so much, Lord. And all you ask of us, Lord, is to believe in you, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave here today, Lord, I just ask that you bless us, Lord, and set your Holy Spirit on fire for us, Lord, so we may open the doors you want us to open and close the ones you don't want us to travel down, Lord. I ask this all in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.